It's time for today's daily devotional, and this week, once again, we've been talking about and asking ourselves the question, is your battery dead? Today, I want to talk a little bit about faulty connections. Scripture comes from Corinthians 15:33. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. I think that we've heard that more often than we think. Of course, our parents have preached that to us as well as in church, but have you ever got a charger that looked really good, like you were going to use it to charge up your phone? You plugged it in, maybe the lightning bolt even displayed onto your phone, but then later you go back to check and your battery's still almost dead. And it turns out that there is something damaged inside of the cord. Maybe it's frayed, or maybe it wasn't plugged in all the way. Maybe the actual block in the wall is not working again. I know one time I thought I was going to be proactive, and I do this all the time. You probably do too. Before a trip, you plug in all of your devices. As a matter of fact, we have a little charging station at our house with plug-ins for just about anything. And then you get up the next morning, and you're looking at your devices, and it's still not charged. And now all of a sudden, you got to travel. I did that once, and I had plugged it actually into the wrong outlet, and I think I actually had the wrong block on it, because you know some of the newer phones require the 20 watt. So anyway, I was at the airport hunting down, looking for an empty charging port so I could charge it up, because I had forgotten to charge the battery charger. So it happens. Sometimes the lesson here is it matters what and where you're plugged into. And that's the same for our spiritual lives, because sometimes we think that we are charging up, but our connection isn't as strong as we actually think it is. Maybe we plug into some things or some people that are not actually giving us life. You can get spiritual energy from worldly sources, and you're not going to get it that way. We try to recharge through these distractions, like we sit down, we get our phones out, we scrolling through social media, we're looking up entertainment stuff, shopping, we're staying busy, and we're hoping in the long run that these things are keeping us busy, but then in the end, we still feel empty. And they might even give a little spark in the beginning, but not that deep, lasting power. That only comes from God. And just like a broken charger, the wrong influences can drain you instead of charging you. And that's why Paul wrote, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Because it's not about judging people. It's about guarding your connection. If you're constantly surrounded by negativity, gossip, pressure to compromise your values, it's like trying to plug into a dead outlet. No charge is going to come from that. Healthy connections matter. The right people in your life matter. Those who pray with you and those who encourage you and those that remind you of God's promises will help keep your faith charged. And your connection with God is the strongest charger that you're ever going to have. Let me say that again. Your connection with God is the strongest charger that you will ever have. So maybe it's time now to do a little cord check. Are there relationships or routines that look really good on the outside, but they're actually draining you spiritually? Are you plugged into these temporary things when you could be plugged into eternal power? Well, the good news is Jesus never loses power. His connection is always stable. His current, it never weakens, and his power is unlimited. You just have to plug in fully, intentionally, and consistently. So who in your life today, thinking about this, helps you recharge your faith instead of draining it? It's a reflection question we're going to think about today. Lord, as we come to you in prayer, thank you for reminding us to check our connections. We've been plugging into things that just can't sustain us. That's people and habits and distractions. Help us to stay connected to you, the true source of power. Strengthen my faith and surround all of us with the relationships that help us to grow closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.